This week has also brought fresh questions about what U.S. government officials knew about 9/11 hijacker Mohammed Atta and when they knew it. The questions concern a secret military unit called Able Danger. According to Kurt Weldon, a Republican congressman who sought to publicize the matter, Able Danger was tracking Atta and three other hijackers more than a year before the attacks. Weldon alleges the military team tried to share its intelligence with the FBI, but government lawyers warned it not to. Today, the commission that investigated the 9/11 attacks issued a statement on what it's been able to learn about the matter. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has been going through that statement, and she joins us now. Mary Louise, let's begin with that statement. What's it say?
What we've got is five pages from the now disbanded 9/11 Commission, and it documents, to use your words, what the 9/11 Commission knew and when they knew it. This statement that they've issued today starts with an incident in October of 2003. It describes a meeting between staffers from the 9/11 Commission and intelligence officials from the Defense Department. This is a meeting that took place in Afghanistan, but with U.S. officials. And it describes that the 9/11 Commission was told about this secret military unit, Able Danger. But according to notes of that meeting, they were not at that time told that there was any connection with Mohammed Atta or any of the other future hijackers. The report goes into some detail about the 9/11 Commission's efforts to find out more from the Defense Department about what Able Danger was and what it had been doing. And it also gives us some details about a meeting that's been a little bit controversial this week. This is a meeting that took place last summer in July of 2004 when a U.S. Navy officer, a current then serving U.S. Navy officer, requested a meeting with the 9/11 Commission. This is days before they were due to come out with their final report last summer. And apparently this U.S. Navy officer did give details at that point about his work on Able Danger. He recalled seeing the name and a photo of Mohammed Atta. So that was the first the commission says they learned that there might have been some link. But apparently this officer said he only had seen the material briefly, that it had been some years earlier, and he had no evidence, documentary evidence, to back up this link between Able Danger and its inquiries into Mohammed Atta and the other future hijackers.
So at the end of the day, how significant might this new information turn out to be?
It depends on who you ask. Kurt Weldon, the congressman who has been at the forefront of trying to bring this story to the public's attention, says that this is a very significant development, that it's evidence of another huge intelligence failure we didn't know about before, and that we need to all pay attention to this. This statement that the 9/11 Commission has put out today suggests perhaps it's a bit less significant. They say, and let me quote from their statement, "The operation Able Danger itself did not turn out to be historically significant, set against the larger context of U.S. policy and intelligence efforts." So they are defending, essentially, their decision not to include any mention of this Able Danger unit in the final report they came out with last year.
So we've heard from the 9/11 Commission, but they're not the only congressional committee that's looking into this. Is that right?
There are two congressional committees which are asking questions about this. These are the intelligence committees in the House and Senate, and the chairs of those two committees say that they are taking these allegations seriously. They're asking questions about them. They've asked their staff to look into them. The Pentagon, of course, has also been going through its documents, trying to figure out what information it provided to the 9/11 Commission, whether there's something that we need to go back and revisit and fix at this point. So it looks as though we've had a statement from the 9/11 Commission. There may well be other details that we will learn about this operation.
Mary Louise Kelly, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.